Welcome to Mountain Region Radio. Guaranteed to put a smile on your face and keep you in the know, Mountain Region Radio will review chapter announcements, keep you updated on upcoming events, and break down the good news from around the region. Want to learn about the things that matter most to Mountain Region BBYO? Stay tuned, because you're in for a treat. Hey, what's up? I'm your host, Sam Fabricant, and this is Mountain Region Radio. I'm stoked to be hosting BBYO's first ever regional podcast, dedicated to the one and only Mountain Region. On today's episode, I'm going to be talking with Ava Appel and Rachel Rudner. Like last week, at the beginning of each episode, I'll give you a challenge for the week. Keep this challenge in the back of your mind, and if you feel inclined, maybe jot down some thoughts. This week's challenge is to make a to-do list every morning in order to increase your productivity. Our first interview is going to be with Ava Appel. Ava's a sophomore in high school and hails from Tova BBG number 2117. She likes to act, write, and draw. Without further ado, here is Ava Appel. What's up, Ava? How are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing well. How's your day going?
Pretty good. It's been a pretty chill day.
That's good to hear. I know you've been reaching out to me. You've been super excited to be on the podcast, and I cannot wait to talk to you today.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
So, Ava, you've been involved with BBYO for 2 years and have been climbing up the ladder to be doing way more work within the region and within your chapter. What was that first moment like within BBYO when you knew you wanted to be a part of something bigger than yourself?
Great question. So the first moment where I felt like I really belonged in BBYO, I joined in August, and then we had a lock-in, which is basically this night where we sleep over at the JACC, and it's just a really fun night. And then we were having this event called Separates, which is where the AZAs are with the AZAs and the BBGs are with the BBGs, separate from each other. And we get really like personal and emotional. And I was telling a personal story of what was going on in my life. And we just all like hugged it out. We were crying. Like, it was just such a beautiful moment. And I knew that I wanted to be in BBYO forever.
So Ava, you jumped headfirst into BBYO and have been doing some amazing work within your chapter. Your chapter is Geesbury. What does that position entail?
So I'm in charge of fundraising and kind of just like watching over the money in my chapter. I'm also in charge of making merchandise for our chapter for different conventions.
That's sick. What kind of projects have you been working on as Geesbury?
Well, we actually just finished planning a Panera fundraiser on November 15th. The flyers will be sent out. And also, I finished the sweaters that we're going to be selling at Fall Claw. I won't be sharing the design yet because I want you guys to be able to be surprised, but it's a very cool design, and I really hope you guys buy them.
So Ava, you're doing a ton of amazing work within your chapter, and you're putting a lot of work in. What have those results looked like for you?
I feel like this actually relates to the phrase, what you put into BBYO, you get out. And I first heard this at one of my MIT meetings. And a MIT meeting is something that new members get to go to learn more about BBYO, just to become a member and become a part of this organization. So at one of those meetings, Ellie Sims, who is now the regional NASIA, told me that phrase, which was honestly really smart because that was a good thing to say to a prospect to really intrigue them into BBYO. I remember thinking, okay, yeah, like this is cool. I'm here. I'm going to, you know, meet some of my people, not like Jews, like good friends, you know, and I was really excited. And then after a while, I started noticing like, okay, like this isn't like, I don't know what to do. Like I'm doing all this hard work, but I just feel like maybe I'm not getting recognition or I'm not getting board positions that I want. But I think how I interpreted that quote ended up being, yes, what you put into BBYO, you'll get out. You're not going to get every board position you want, but you're going to get like really good life lessons out of it. Like get back up when you get knocked down, and like just because you lose something once doesn't mean that you just have to like quit forever. And I think BBYO really helped me with that.
Ava, I agree with you 110%. I have experienced my fair share of failures, and if I'm being honest with you, there's way more to come for you and for me. Because without failure, you'll never be able to grow. And without failure, you'll never be able to succeed. So Ava, you are killing it. Keep up the great work, and I cannot wait to see what you do next. Thanks for hopping on the podcast, Ava.
Thank you for having me. It was really fun.
Our next guest is Rachel Rudner. Rachel is a senior in high school and hails from Kadima BBG number 1213. She is Mountain Region's regional Mazkira and is my counterpart. She likes to play basketball and hang out with friends, and her favorite show is New Girl. So, I would like to introduce you to Rachel Rudner. What's up, Rachel? How's it going?
Hi, Sam. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I cannot wait to talk to you today.
I know. I'm so excited. Thank you for having me on.
Of course. Let's jump right into it. So, Rachel, you are my counterpart. You are Mountain Region's regional Mazkira. Tell me a little bit about what it took to gain that position and all the prep that went into it.
Yeah. So running for regional board was a very long and intense process, but it was so rewarding and so much fun. So basically, in the beginning, I decided to run for regional Mazkira because I really enjoy working with social media and I want to go into business in the future. So I figured that taking a step into marketing would be kind of a cool thing to do. And so I actually never really envisioned myself becoming on regional board, but Amari Lampert last year talked to me and said that she thought I would be good on our board. And so I decided, why not? I'll give it a try. And so I decided to run. And then I went through the process of writing my speech and going through my platforms, which basically just explain everything about what my goals and dreams are for my next term. And then long process went out, and then COVID-19 hit and we had to do our convention online. And that was a little bit of a bummer because I was looking forward to running for this position in person, but it was totally fine and it was a great experience. So that morning, basically I joined a Zoom call and sat on a 7-hour election call. But when it was my turn to speak, I was so nervous, like so nervous, but I think it went pretty well. And then afterwards, I was sitting there shaking. Like when I say shaking, it was intense. And then when Katie Court said that I won, it was the best feeling in the entire world. Everything just felt so amazing. And I was really proud of myself. And this kind of just shows my life motto of like, you never know unless you try. So I try and live this way for everything in my life. And for all of you guys listening, always just try things and do what you can because you'll never know unless you try. And some things work out, some things don't, but the process is just as amazing as the end result.
I'm super glad that you won. I know it takes a lot of work to win an R board position. What does that look like to craft a winning speech and platform?
Yeah, so basically it takes a long time. You have to make many drafts of your speech and get help from your parents and things like that. But I basically just, I started and I sat down and I thought of what my goals and dreams were for this position. And then I just started writing. And I actually, for my speech, I had a little bit of a theme for it. So I talked about puzzle pieces in mine and how that all connects to my position and my goals. And then I just wrote and I memorized, and then I went back and made my platform and put my ideas into bullet points. And it takes a long time, but it was helpful to sit down and think about everything and really envision how I want my position to go.
So now that you've done all this prep work and you've worked your way up, it's election time. As soon as you're about to read your speech and your platform, what is that feeling like?
Very nerve-wracking and very intense. It was basically, I was sitting there for 6 hours just listening to other people's speeches and voting. And then all of a sudden my name was called and I had to now stand up and speak to this computer with people staring at me. And it was very nerve-wracking. Once I started speaking and really got into the groove of my speech, I started to calm down and I felt more at home knowing that people were listening to my ideas and liking what I had to say, and then getting that reassurance after I won was amazing.
So you explained one of your life mottos. What is that motto and how did it help you through the election?
Yeah, so my life motto is you'll never know unless you try. And this really helped me through the election because, to be honest, I did not think I was going to win my election. I didn't ever envision myself being on regional board or winning. And so just this idea of you'll never know unless you try, I gave it a try and I figured that whatever was going to happen was what's meant to be. And so I just went with it and saw how it went. And that really helped me to calm my nerves during the election.
Well, if you're considering running for a board position, I agree with Rachel. Go for it and give it everything you've got, because unless you run for that position, you'll never know if you would have won it.
Exactly.
So, Rachel, now that you've won the position in your regional Maz Kira, what is your biggest goal throughout the rest of the term?
Yeah, so my biggest goal for the rest of the term is just to work on engaging more people through our Instagram, through posting more content and doing more engaging activities and incentives and things like that, and just making our Instagram more exciting to look at and something to be posted every single day and for people to get excited to see that, oh, Mountain BBYO just posted. I want to go check it out. I want to be a part of it next time. I want to post something for it. So just increasing engagement across the region.
Well, Rachel, the Instagram looks amazing. I know you're doing a ton of great work as my counterpart. What does that workload look like from a behind the scenes perspective?
Yeah, so the workload is a lot more than you would envision it to be, actually. Me and Sam work together and we create a lot of calendars and a lot of different programming ideas and just how we want everything to look. And so I recently just made a ginormous calendar of posting schedule and what needs to be posted when, like what type of post, whether it's a story or an actual post. So there's a lot of work that goes on behind the scene of also just making the flyers and taking the pictures and putting everything together and organizing it. So there's a lot of behind the scenes work that isn't always shown on social media and other things of that nature. But yeah, it's a lot of work, but it's so fun to put it all together and then see the end result on the Instagram and see people comment and like. So you all should like and comment on all of our posts.
Well, Rachel, like I said, the Instagram looks amazing. Keep up the great work, and I cannot wait to see all the things you do the rest of the term.
Thank you, Sam. You're the best counterpart, and I have so much fun working with you.
Thanks again to my amazing guests, Ava Pell and Rachel Rudner. If you would like to connect with me or any of these phenomenal guests, go check out the full transcript of this show to find their info and any other links mentioned. If you enjoyed this episode of Mountain Region Radio and you want to support our new podcast, I'd love it if you'd leave us a review wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Thanks again for joining me for this episode of Mountain Region Radio. It's been a pleasure. I'm your host, Sam Fabricant, and I cannot wait to speak with you next week on a new episode of Mountain Region Radio.